Hey, Gal Pal Nation, are you ready for football? It's time for some two-a-days, where each NFL team is broken down by experts to get you ready for game day. Everything you need to know and a few tips to impress the pickiest of football fans. Now, your host, the Sports Gal Pal herself, Ramona Rice.
All right, gals and pals, welcome to my two-a-day series where we're breaking down each NFL team to get you ready for game day. And with me today, it's time to make fins up. It's the Dolphins superfan from Next Fan Up, Ron. Ron, welcome to the Sports Gal Pal.
Hey, what's going on, Ramona?
You sound like so, like, chill. Like, you know, like you're like the chillest of all the superfans. Like, most of them are like, and you're like, what up, Ramona? Let's go. Let's do this. I like it.
Yeah, I'm feeling good about the year. So I'm not as stressed as I usually am as a Dolphins fan.
Well, let's talk about that. You know, what do you have some new key personnel on your team that I think is making you very confident? I would be.
Yeah. There's this one guy you might have heard of him named Sue, Ndamukong Suh. And he's joined us. We got lucky enough to do the highest bid and grab him. So he's going to be huge for us this year.
Yeah, but let's talk about him. With him comes problems. I'm going to say it. He's a bad, bad boy. We like to step on people, particularly quarterbacks. And while the relationship between the NFL and a certain quarterback in New England is not its best, I doubt they're going to really let him stomp all over him, do you think?
No. I mean, he's going to be watched closely like he's always been. But the problem the Dolphins have had over the past few years is we've been talented but not physical, especially when it comes to teams like Baltimore would be the best example. Every time we play Baltimore, even though it looks like on paper we're a little better than them, they stomp us because we haven't had that intimidation, we haven't had that physicality, and now with Sue we have it. So if it means we suffer a 15-yard penalty here and there, or somebody gets their face stepped on, oh well. I mean, we need to learn how to be intimidating, and he's going to help us do that.
All right, let's talk about some other players. I really liked your left tackle, Brandon Albert. I think he's tremendous. How much is he going to impact you guys this year?
Well, he has to get on the field first. That's really been the problem. He tore the ACL last year. It's been questionable whether he's going to start week one. It's looking like it may happen. So if he's on the field, he's huge for us because last year we were a pretty good O-line, even with the interior issues we had when he was there at left tackle. But when he blew out his knee, I mean, that it started to go downhill for us. That was one of the reasons we had a big slide towards the end of the year because we were looking pretty good going into, say, the 10th game.
What about some of your other players? I mean, you know, you guys have – I feel like because so much attention in your division is dealt with, number one, the Jets because of Rex Ryan and the drama that is or was, and people still get punched in the mouth. I dropped what Pod Vader normally drops. And then, of course, you know, you got Pretty Boys in New England. I feel like you guys are kind of forgotten. Like, you know, hey, we're here. And I'm like, you're a really good squad.
Yeah, we're absolutely totally forgotten and just shunned and ridiculed because this is how it works. The ESPN and NFL Network, they're up north, and the other three teams in our division are up north, and the Dolphins are just the black sheep of the family down in the south, so they don't really talk about the Dolphins. So most of them really don't even think we'll be that good, but when you go to unbiased, more unbiased opinion, they think we could win the division. So there you go.
Do you think you can win the division?
I'm certain that we're going to win the division this year.
That is very confident. Why? What? Why?
We have a really good combination of offense and defense, and now we have a little bit more physical play, and we have a quarterback who's just ready to kind of bring it to that next level. Last year, we were 11th in points scored, and our defense was a top two defense leading into the middle of the season until we suffered just a whole bunch of injuries. But again, we still didn't have the physical part either, and that was part of the problem. Now our offense is going to be a little better, probably maybe top 7, 8 in points scored. I know our defense is going to get into the top 10, maybe top 5. And the combination of that with a little bit more physical play and a little bit stronger quarterback play is a guaranteed playoff team and a team that, especially with Brady maybe missing those 4 games, who knows what's going to happen with the Patriots. And they took a lot of losses on defense in the offseason as well. I feel really good about our chances to win the division.
Let's talk about those divisional opponents. Let's bring up the big boys. Let's bring up the Patriots. 4 games lost, with Brady. As of now, you never know what's going to happen between now and the beginning of the season with the whole frustration, anything else. But, you know, with the, him missing those four games, is that just great for you guys?
Yeah, they always start kind of slow anyway. So if they're going to start slow without Brady, and then Brady comes back and perhaps they start a little slow with Brady, I mean, now we're halfway through the year before they really get it going. It could possibly be a little late for them. I'm not saying too late. If it was the normal AFC East, it wouldn't matter, but this year it's going to matter. The Dolphins are much better. The Bills, even though they have quarterback issues, are better. Even the Jets will be a little better. So I feel good about it.
Yeah, what about the Bills and the Jets up against, you know, Miami? Again, the Bills, I like them a lot. I think that if they go with Tyrod, who I'm actually really familiar with because he was the quarterback of the my university's rival school, and he's actually from my hometown. Same thing with E.J. Emanuel, by the way. And, you know, I feel like he's looking really good if they let him snap, but it's that defense for the Bills. And then they've got a great running back in LeSean McCoy. The Bills are going to give you guys trouble.
Yeah, the Bills are a tough matchup for us, but again, it was just like Baltimore. The physical play is the reason they've been a tough matchup for us. We did split with them last year, so it's not like it was a total domination. Their issue is the quarterback play. And I know people are about, oh, Tyrod, give Tyrod a try. The reason I think people are kind of onto that is we've seen what E.J. Manuel can do, and it's not very good. We've seen what Matt Cassel can do, and it's eh. So we're just going with the unknown. Maybe Tyrod Taylor would be great. Well, I mean, we'll see. What's this, his fourth or fifth year in the league? He sat behind Flacco in Baltimore for a while. I mean, he may not. I guess that their best chance to go with somebody is Tyrod Taylor. But you know what they say when you have three quarterbacks, you really have zero. So I'm going to just kind of roll with that. They don't have their quarterback situation figured out. So unless they kind of catch lightning in a bottle, like the Dolphins have the edge on them.
Yeah, and I'm looking at your schedule right now. You open at the Redskins. Say anything. I'll let you say something if you want to. And the Jaguars. So you've got two kind of, I mean, not that any team is ever easy, but you've got two kind of not as significant opponents, I'll say it like that. Then you go into Bills, Jets, you know, but I'm looking at your schedule, and other than your division and then maybe a few, because you played the Ravens and the Colts, you know, it's a good road for you guys. I was really surprised.
And what's also good about it is the second half of the season, we play a lot of home games, because I believe in the first 6 weeks of the season, we're only actually at home once. Now, the Jets game is considered at home, but it's actually not at home. It's in London. And then in there, we also have a bye week, because a lot of that, I believe, is they're trying to finish up all those stadium repairs. I'll assume that's the reason they did it like that. So second half of the season, we have a lot of home games, including, I believe, the Colts and Baltimore. And we've actually played the Colts very tough over the past few years with Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck has not had great success, like, and destroyed us at all. And it was actually back that way in the Peyton Manning days. In his first 4 or 5 years, it was the same thing. He'd go out and destroy a lot of teams, but he struggled with the Dolphins. You know, so I feel like we do have a good schedule, a nice setup on the schedule. And a lot of Dolphins fans don't feel that way, but I do.
Yeah, you do play the Eagles in November at the Link. I'm very excited about that. That should be fun. I'm kind of curious to see, because we've obviously played against Sue a lot as he was a Lion. But I'm really curious to see how Tannehill faces and how you guys can keep up with that really high fastball offense that Chip Kelly's known for.
Well, the interesting thing about the Dolphins and the Eagles, and there's a connection there, and the fact that Bill Lazor, who is our offensive coordinator, was the quarterback's coach for the first year under Chip Kelly. He brought with him the Eagles offense. And a lot of teams don't really know, a lot of people don't really know this, but if you watch the two teams and watch their offense, that everyone's going to get a chance to at the same time. They literally run the same exact offense. We just run it at, say, 80% pace. 75% pace that the Eagles do. We don't run it as fast. Sometimes we'll pick up the pace, sometimes we don't, just like most other teams. So as far as the style goes, both defenses will be very familiar with what this looks like from the Eagles side and the Dolphins side. So that should be a very interesting matchup.
Anyway, besides that, what else are you looking forward to this season? I mean, again, you know, how can you, I think again with Miami, I feel like, you know, like you said, ESPN kind of forgot about you guys. I honestly forget about you guys. It just seems like, okay, it's sunshine, but they kind of okay, but you just can't seem to get over the hump. But you guys have made some great moves in the draft. I like your quarterback a lot. I feel like the addition of Sue in that defense is ridiculous. You know, on paper, you guys look really, really good. So is this finally the year where you guys finally, you know, take that AFC East crown, you get into the playoffs, and maybe win a couple games in the postseason?
That's the thing. If we get into the playoffs, and when we get into the playoffs, We're definitely doing a lot on the back of our defense, and I feel like that defense could be top five. Well, a top five defense, that's a Super Bowl caliber defense. Doesn't mean the team is a Super Bowl caliber team, but you could really get far. When you can play really good defense, you can beat anybody. And that's why I feel that the Dolphins have a good enough offense and definitely a good enough defense that they can beat anybody. And this year, I feel like we'll be able to do it in December, because December is what's killed us. That's why we haven't gotten into the playoffs. But if not, if none of that happens, say bye-bye to our coach, probably.
What would happen if you guys don't do that and the coaching change? Is that going to completely derail the progress you guys have made?
No, I don't feel that way, because I think that our VP Tannenbaum and even our GM have done such a good job that they'll really sit in place and find a coach that matches this team. It won't be a restart button. I mean, we're going to have some challenges going into next year anyway because of some of the cap issues we have, especially with that Sue signing. We're going to be paying pretty hefty for that next year in the cap. So even if we won the Super Bowl, we're looking at some challenges to try and keep all the guys we want to keep and sign maybe a free agent or two, sign our rookies. So it'll really be the same challenges whether they decide they're getting rid of the coaching staff or they're keeping them.
All right, well, there you have it. Ron, if Galpa Nation wants to follow you and learn more about the Dolphins, where should they go?
They could follow me on Twitter at UnsquishTheFish, where I also have a tweet for my podcast that I do, which is UnsquishTheFish. They could also find me on Facebook, which is, you could search UnsquishTheFish as well.
And he's also on Next Fan Up. That's blogtalkradio.com/NextFanUp. You can follow those guys, too, on Twitter at NFU Podcast. And they rotate around and they trash talk each other. And it's a great group of guys. I've got to know pretty much all of you guys. You've all done the rounds now. So hopefully this wasn't too painful for you, Ron.
No, this was awesome. I enjoyed it very much.
All right. And again, all the links to Ron and to Next Fan Up will be on my show notes at blogtalkradio.com/sportsgalpa or on sportsgalpa.com. And Ron, good luck this season. May your only loss be to my Eagles.
Okay, we'll see. Thanks, Ramona.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Gal Pal podcast. And be sure to check out sportsgalpal.com.